Grow Great Daily Brief number 118. It is a special Saturday episode for December the 8th, 2018. 2019, the year of intentional and purposeful connection. It's Saturday while I'm hitting record. I don't know when you're listening, but I'm glad that you did. Glad you clicked play. Entrepreneurs and business owners, this is especially for you. If you are not an entrepreneur or a business owner, well, you're welcome to listen, but you may not care. Bula Network is proud to be launching The Peer Advantage, a professional peer advisory group exclusively for U.S.-based business owners. Yeah, I've taken some very well-intended jabbing from some of my European friends, Australian, Canadian even. We're just now 23 days away from 2019. It is a year that I'm dubbing for myself, the year of intentional and purposeful connections. Bula Network began almost 10 years ago as mostly a consulting company helping clients with a variety of different business challenges. Bula, if you haven't heard the story, Bula is a Fiji term. I'm not from Fiji, never been to Fiji. But over 30-some-odd years ago, I came across the term and understand that it is analogous to aloha in Hawaiian. It means both hello and goodbye, but it means life. In particular, it means life is good. Bula, and it's used as a greeting. Well, I loved it. I thought, that's great. That's just great. Network, many people have confused this and thought, well, he's got a podcasting network. No, it was a network because I was doing a variety of different things for clients, and so I was thinking of it in terms of, it's just a network of different services. I had leveraged my decades of business building experience to help business owners and CEOs with everything from marketing to succession planning to Salesforce compensation programs, just about everything in between. Just ponder it and think of it, and we probably touched it. Well, eventually, the work took a turn, mostly because I just wanted to stop doing the work for people, and instead I wanted to help them figure out ways to do the work themselves and to do it better. And so I kind of went from fishing for clients to teaching clients how to fish for themselves. And it was much, much more rewarding work. Some people call it coaching. Well, 3 years ago, another shift happened, one that was very congruent with coaching. I became aware of the Professional Peer Advisory Group for CEOs and entrepreneurs. This space, I don't know, it had evaded me. Fascinating stuff. By the spring of 2016, a book was released. The title of that book was The Power of Peers, and it was written by Vistage CEO Leon Shapiro and, at the time, Vistage Vice President Leo Batari. Vistage is a company out in San Diego that specializes in building typically 16-member in-person, meet-for-a-whole-day in-person groups of CEOs and top leaders. Well, this book captured both my attention and my imagination. And by the early fall of 2016, Leo had left Vistage to do his own thing. He was, at Vistage, the VP of Peer Advantage, clearly one of the chief experts in the world on the topic. And as a longtime podcaster, I was sitting here in the Yellow Studio one day and just had an idea. I wondered if Leo would like to have his own podcast. Me? Well, I just wanted to learn more. And as I told Leo, I just want kind of guilt by association. I'd be willing to do the heavy lifting of making the podcast possible if Leo was interested in using such a platform as podcasting to help spread his message. So I contact Leo, even though I'd never met him. He had no clue who I was. And after a few back and forth conversations through email, we agreed to launch a podcast. And Leo titled the podcast Year of the Peer. This was in 2017. I was merely the behind-the-scenes guy. I was doing voiceover work, and I was serving as the producer. Now, there were a ton of world-class interviews, 50 of them or more, with fascinating people. And at some point in the midst of it all, Leo knew there was a book brewing, another book brewing, based in part on what we were learning on the podcast. And namely, what we were learning on the podcast is that the power of who you surround yourself with matters. And it doesn't just matter when it comes to peers. Nearly everybody on the program would talk about parents and grandparents, a teacher, a coach. And so Leo began to work on the book. By August 2017, Leo asked me, he said, you need to co-host this week with me next year. And I was flattered, honored, and humbled, and agreed. And we based the podcast, starting in 2018, we based it on the book that he was writing. And we used the same title that he was going to use for the book, What Anyone Can Do. In January, we launched this new podcast. What Anyone Can Do, the book, it was published this fall, just a couple of months ago. Now, more importantly for me, Leo and I had become friends and coworkers on the podcast. And I had been learning as much as possible about the peer advantage, especially the advantage to small business owners who would intentionally and purposefully surround themselves with other entrepreneurs who were interested in hitting what I have called through the years the trifecta of business building: getting new customers, serving existing customers better, and not going crazy in the process. Well, I wanted to enter the space, and Leo encouraged me. He had worked with me at this point for quite a while, and he knew my skill set. He felt that I was ideally suited for the work because, well, I'm driven to help people without telling them what to do necessarily, and because empathy is one of my very few superpowers, and because he understood I thrive on deep connections. Well, in February of this year, February of 2018, I told Leo I want to launch a small group, and I want it to be a small group of just seven business owners. These are the people that I'm closest to. These are the people that are closest to my heart. And by business owners or small business owners, I don't necessarily mean rinky-dink. I don't mean mom and pop. I mean, these are businesses that are doing a few million bucks up to a few hundred million bucks. I'm mostly interested in how close is the business owner to the work. If the guy or gal is in some ivory tower 13 stories up and they aren't close enough to the clients, close enough to the customers, close enough to the work, probably not my cup of tea. But that doesn't describe an awful lot of small business owners. And so I laid out the details that I intended to launch a virtual group where we would meet online because I wanted to have owners from all over the country. I wanted that diversity. And I wanted to represent multiple cultures, multiple time zones, multiple accents of the American English language. You can tell Leo's from Boston. You can't quite tell that. You can tell I'm not. Right? So there is that. But I lay all these details out and told him I want us to meet using a video conferencing platform like Zoom because I want it to be easy for members to log on and to join the group, a mobile phone, a tablet, a laptop, a desktop. And we'll meet every other week, I told him, for 2 hours, and we'll just hit the ground running. We'll have a hard start time, a hard stop time, and in between the meetings, we can communicate using some other technologies, whether it's Slack or email or whatever. And additionally, I've got some friends and acquaintances who've got specialty knowledge, and I want to invite them to conduct live and recorded webinars for the group, content that I can produce, and if they're there live and they want to ask questions, great, and if they don't, that's great too. We'll record it and make it available to them. Well, Leo thought it was a terrific idea, and he is responsible for immediately telling me you need to launch two groups. Now, I'm thinking one group's pretty ambitious, but he says, no, you need to launch two, one for the morning, one for the afternoon, because as he reasoned, some people are morning people, some aren't. And that's the power. There you go, ladies and gentlemen. There is the power of surrounding yourself with people who will challenge you and push you. Well, I've spent the rest of this year trying hard to get things kind of lined up so I can really go all in on launching the Peer Advantage by Bula Network. And somewhere along the way, I was even able to snag the URL, thepeeradvantage.com. So I'm inviting you to check out and apply. I'm going to launch it after the first of the year, and you can apply now by going to Bula, that's B-U-L-A, BulaNetwork.com/apply. BulaNetwork.com/apply. That's a Google form. It'll only take you a few minutes to share enough information with me so that we can have a meaningful conversation. Everything that you put there is completely confidential. Nothing gets shared. Nothing gets sold. It strictly is for my benefit to have a meaningful conversation with you. Complete that form, and then we can schedule a quick call so I can find out more about you and answer any questions you may have. Let me end by talking to you about the unique power of intentional and purposeful connection. And so before I go, I want to tell you a quick story to help you better understand the power of joining a professional peer group if you are a business owner. You've got people who love you. You've got people who care about you. we're all surrounded by people, and the people that surround us, they do mostly matter. They're interested in us. They're interested in our lives. But that doesn't mean that they can relate to every area of our life, especially our business life. And it's why husband business owners can struggle sometimes to help their wives understand, and why wife business owners can really struggle to help their husbands understand. People with no vested interest other than to help us, they often struggle to fully understand what we're going through because they just can't really understand the context of who and what we are. Now, there are plenty of other people who surround us. Smart, bright people, brilliant people, some of them. Some are employees. Well, we certainly can't let our hair down in front of them. And since we're the last line of defense and the first line of offense for our business, we know people are beholden to us. And so that impacts our relationship with these people. And so it goes with people outside our company, too. People like professional service providers. Think about your CPA or your attorney. And then there are vendors and suppliers. And we're close to some of these people. We've got great relationships with some of these people, but yeah, we can't just shell it all down with them. Employees are relying on us for their jobs, and the others are relying on us as clients or prospective clients. And that makes it hard. That makes it very hard to find a safe environment where we can really shell things down, say what we're feeling, say what we're thinking, and have people who get it, people who won't judge us, and people who will help us figure it out. Not people who will sit around and circle us and point fingers at us and say, well, here's what you should do. No, people who will share with us their experiences and help us think through it so that we can figure it out. Did you know there is a group called Parents of Murdered Children? Parents of Murdered Children. It's a national organization for a very select group of people. Now, you don't want to qualify to become a member, but if you do happen to qualify, is there any better group that you could join? I can't imagine that there would be. You walk in the door, introduce yourself, and instantly you are connected to the group because everybody there, they get it. They get it. The details of each family's experience, it may differ, but that doesn't matter. The overwhelming context necessary for intentional and purposeful connection is present. Everybody in the group shares one big thing that binds them. And because of that one big thing, every member of the group feels safe, vulnerable, and served by the group. Our one big thing is business ownership. This is the tie that binds. We can instantly relate, and it makes communication instantly easier because we all get it. I hope you get it. Namely, I hope you understand the potential power of being part of such a group. Please go complete that short survey right now. Go visit Bula, BULANetwork.com/apply. BULANetwork.com/apply. And then we'll talk on the phone briefly. And by the way, this is as hard a sell as you're ever going to get from me. If it's right for you, we're going to know. If it's not right for you, that's okay too. I hope you'll keep listening to the podcast and finding value here at Grow Great. Be well, do good, grow great. The website is growgreat.com. My name is Randy Cantrell. Have a great weekend, and I'll see you Monday, Lord willing.